and then ate everyone because she was so big.
Yeah, I love it.
If you can hear my bones shifting, I apologize.
If I can hear your bones shifting, I feel like we need to call a doctor.
Oh, I have.
Oh.
Many a doctor has been alerted to Brittany's weird, creaky bones. To be fair, our whole family has weird, creaky bones, but that is neither here nor there. Because I have to do the intro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
Yes, that's what's happening right now. Hello and welcome back to A Year Unhinged. Today we are joined with my sister Brittany.
Hello.
Who has some very interesting discoveries that she needs to tell us about. Well, really, it's just the one discovery, but it's...
Don't make it sound too big, because it's not, but, like, also... No, I don't want to say conspiracy, because now that makes me think of Shane Dawson, and I hate that. It's just something I've noticed, and I think more people should be aware of it, because now I can't unsee it, so you have to see it, too.
You gonna tell us what that is?
Well, I thought maybe you had more to say and I interrupted you, so I was gonna let you continue. So, I was looking through Angelina Jolie's filmography. Don't ask why. It's a long story. I thought she was in a movie that she was not in. But I was looking through it and I noticed something. In every film, she is always being held really close to a man, and like it looks like she just wants to get away. And I'm like, is she being held hostage? Like, oh, yes, show them. Like, that one's not too bad. It's like, okay, she just looks, like, vaguely annoyed. But it gets worse.
The bone collector is the one that, for anyone who's listening, this one might be one you should hop over to YouTube for.
Yes. But then we go, like, okay, that one's not too bad. Like, okay, it's, like, it's a little close. But then we get to, like, this one called Taking Lives. And it made me go, ma'am, is he bothering you? Like, do you need me to call someone? Sir, we might have to escort you off the premises if you can't leave Angelina Jolie alone, because she clearly does not want you that close to her.
Basically, she's just like... He has got, like, it looks like she has a hand on her, like a fist, like she's got her hand on her collarbone, and then he's grabbing her wrist, and it's, like, behind her, basically... I don't know.
Being like, no, you're not going anywhere. And she's like, I really do. I have to go to dry my hair. And he's like, no, you can't do that. I got you, woman. And I'm like, okay, that's a little odd. But then we get to the third one.
Looks like he's low-key trying to strangle her. And she's like semi-gently trying to be like, please don't strangle me.
She's like casually trying to like escape with her life. And I'm like,
see, I just thought it looked like he was, like, sniffing her chin for some reason.
But then we get to Original Sin, and this is where I'm like, okay, now they're just being blatant. She really looks like he just is annoying the crap out of her.
Oh, yeah.
Again, it's the man just being behind her.
Behind her.
Over her shoulder.
Her and face so, like, says... I was alone at the grocery store and this random dude walked up behind me and hugged me. He is about to pass away. I'm going to wipe him out.
But yeah, and so I noticed like that's a lot of her film posters. It's just like a man intruding into her space and her being like, can you please just back up or just go away? And I'm like, free Angelina Jolie. Like...
Or at least
we're out here talking about the slap heard around the world, but we're not talking about how Angelina Jolie is being held captive in every movie poster.
For real.
Yeah, you're right. There definitely is. Oh, well, that one's more.
She almost got away, but nope, he just had to be right there.
This one is what's the life or something like it, which I have no idea what that is, but. She's just
like, so close to freedom.
It looks like...
You know what this looks like?
She's trying to get away so bad.
This one looks like she was, like, this wonderful, beautiful model taking photos, and she got photobombed by a shrunken man.
Yeah, by some dillweed being like, hey, I just decided to pop in the photo.
Yeah, it's like he was walking and texting and then, like, looked up just in time to realize I'm in the background of this shot. Hi.
Uh-oh, unfortunate. Now, that is a... That's very interesting, you know?
So, I'm like, you know...
Wait a minute.
Someone help her. Someone free her from these movie posters.
I have just found... Perhaps another trend in Angelina Jolie movie posters.
Oh, where she's giant and everybody else is teeny tiny?
It's just her head looming. If you look at the movie poster for The Changeling, it's her head looming over this small boy again.
Maybe this is what happened. Maybe all of her early posters, she was getting quite literally manhandled. And she said, no longer. I will be the biggest on the poster, and I will be stalking these men. They may live if they are happy, and they may die if they are invading my space. Because she does look like she's going to take a big bite out of him in that one.
Yeah. Ow. Just like, pop him right in like a popcorn chicken.
And honestly, it wasn't until we got to Kung Fu Panda 2 that this stopped happening.
Yeah.
Well, for Kung Fu Panda 2, she's fair not enough even on the poster, unfortunately.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
On.
James McAvoy pointing a gun at her titty.
Again, very large Angelina Jolie for this movie Wanted, and very small man in the corner.
See, we can see the transitional period because while he is still threatening to her space, she is, well, larger than him.
Right.
So it's the transitional period between the two Jolies.
She said no more, and they said, let's test it out. And this is the poster they tested it out on.
Yep.
Maybe she can be bigger than them.
Yeah, okay. I was not intending to make this be a thing, but legitimately, beyond borders, there she is again, looming over this very tiny man.
Yeah.
So really, it's a story of empowerment. First, you are being...
I think we're witnessing the Angelina Jolie uprising.
Mm-hmm.
Men shall grapple me no more. It will be entirely my face.
She was in a movie called Hell's Kitchen?
Yep.
Where she is very large and the men are very small.
And very afraid.
I mean, I would be afraid. Look how menacing she looks. Like that is a fierce face. That is a face of menace.
Damn. Yeah.
But that's what I noticed is that in all of her photos she was either trying to escape someone or was just looming ominously, staring them down.
I think
like
she's in Salt, right?
Yeah,
she's the main person in Salt, or at least you...
I think...
The cover would have you think that. Because, again, looming.
Yeah, she
That's
is...
I haven't seen a ton with her in it, but that is one that I've seen.
She is, in fact, Salt.
Oh, she is Salt.
She is Salt,
she's
yes.
the titular Salt.
Yes. Who is Salt, the poster asks? Angelina Jolie is Salt. The answer's right there the whole time.
But, like, is she asking who is Salt? Maybe this is more of an introspective movie where she's like, who am I? Who is Salt?
Yes, who is Salt? That's something we should do, is go through all of the Angelina Jolie movies and try to explain what they
happens.
Are.
Absolutely.
The ones that we haven't seen, because there's a bunch that I have seen very few Angelina Jolie movies. Not out of any sort of, like, protest, I just haven't.
See, I've seen so many, and it wasn't intentional. It just kind of happened over the years. A lot of, like, Lifetime-esque, like, off-brand Lifetime places that would, like, channels that would show movies at, like, 5 p.m. or, like, after 3 o'clock. Would just show a lot of her movies for no reason. And so I'm like, yeah, I'll watch Tomb Raider because I'm 8 years old and have nothing to do.
I think it'd be fun to take like a kind of wacky actor like Danny DeVito and do that with his movies too.
Oh my God.
Oh, yes. That'd be fun.
The movie Get Shorty Alone is just...
I don't think I've seen him in anything, but It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. See, I've never seen him in that, but I've seen him just spruced about movies, just sprinkled. Sprinkles,
if you will. Toppings of DeVito.
Yes. He's like a spice that they just add into every movie. I just had to bring to attention that Angelina Jolie wanted to escape, did escape, and then ate everyone because she was so big.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I would like a fan fiction about this, please and thank you.
Yes, please.
She I'm really for
it. Detailed. We can do a dramatic reading of it.
Mm-hmm. You know, she really said monsters versus aliens, and I support mm-hmm. that.
Honestly, good for her. Good for her. Well, I think we can end the... We can end it here, because I don't think there's... I don't know what else could possibly be added to this that would make it any better, because there's... We've solved... Well, we've discovered a mystery. I don't
know
if we've solved
Antonio Banderas away from Angelina Jolie. She is uncomfy, and she does not want to be in the picture.
Because he will sniff her shoulder.
He will be like... And then she'll be like...
Yeah, that's
exact. I want to be here.
But thank you all so much for listening. Please consider coming back tomorrow, because we will be here. If you enjoyed today's episode, give us a like or 5 stars or whatever the rating is here, and consider subscribing for more unhinged chaos, really.
Please, yes. Yep.
Alrighty. Bye.